This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is open to meeting Iranian President Hassan Rouhani should the right circumstances present themselves.
I think he's going to want to meet. I think Iran wants to get this situation straightened out. Now, is that based on fact or based on gut? That's based on gut. But they want to get their situation straightened out.
The idea of meeting came after Iran's foreign minister made a brief and unannounced visit to the G7 summit in France on Sunday. Mr. Trump says a deal with Iran could be made quickly, but only if Iran agrees to a few things.
We're looking for no nuclear weapons, no ballistic missiles, and a longer period of time. Very simple. We can have it done in a very short period of time.
The president says he's not seeing any kind of regime change with Iran, but he wants the country to stop terrorism. President Trump was a no-show at climate change meetings during the G7 meeting in Biarritz this weekend. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the world is facing a dramatic climate emergency.
We are on track for 2015 to 2019 to be the five hottest years on record.
Guterres says young people today are the ones leading the way in the fight against climate change.
The G7 was an excellent opportunity to appeal for a very strong engagement of the international community. The youth has been leading the way. We will start the summit with a youth climate summit in the UN, but we need, especially those countries that belong to the G7, to give a positive example.
World leaders at the summit committed to an immediate $22 million to fight the raging wildfires in the Amazon countries in South America. Those wildfires are threatening the world's biggest rainforest. In Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A Palestinian base in eastern Lebanon near the border with Syria has been attacked by what local